that we know already, that we can all say off my heart, that little shtick of Ramchal, everybody knows it, Bob Peh. Wake you up at 3 o'clock in the morning, what Hashem created the world, everybody can rattle that shtick of Ramchal back to us, okay? But at the end of the day, so that's one Hanoga, the Hanoga that we call the Hanoga Samishpat, where in order to get what Hashem wants to give us, you have to earn it. And it's Midah Keneged Midah, and it's all the fee, the Cheshbon and the Marechet of what's called the Hanoga Samishpat. Hashem determines what the reward and earnest for each thing is, we don't always know. Okay. But then we said there's another Hanoga, and that is Hashem wants the world to come to its ultimate fruition, its ultimate Taklis. Hashem created the world, he wants to take the world to a certain place. So how's it going to happen? How's Hashem going to get the world to where he wants it to go to if we're not doing what we're supposed to do? And that, we said, is Hashem's Hanoga Seyichud. Obviously, Hanoga Samishpat, everybody understands, you know, having problems with. That's what you were brought up with. That's what they taught you in Gan. That's what they taught you day in and day out. That's Hanoga Samishpat. Everybody understands that. Nobody arguing with us on Hanoga Samishpat. We have to try and understand, yeah, what's Hanoga Seyichud and how that interfaces with Hanoga Samishpat. So let's look at the two independently, and then we'll try and mesh them together and see how they work together. Hagonog Samishpat is based on the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world in order to give good. The good, in order to get the good, the ultimate good, you have to earn it. Because if you get it as charity, the local kach, it's lacking a little bit, yeah? It's not the ultimate good. The ultimate pleasure and good a person gets is when you work for it. When you go out, I'll just give a very, very crude marshal. When you play a computer game, right? Pac-Man or whatever, I don't know what kids play today. Million Hero War, whatever, I don't know, Dungeons or whatever, yeah? So whatever it is that they play, so what's the geschmack in that? Is the frustration of battling and struggling against it. So when you finally kill all the aliens or whatever it is you do, it must feel geschmack, it's simple kiddos. If someone would like come along and give you the cheat code, you put in the 20 cents, in my day it used to be 20 cents, today it's probably about a million rand, I don't know whatever it is. You put in 20 cents, whatever, and you type heat code and all the aliens just die. No one would play the game. Why not? Because there's no geschmack in it. When you work for something, when you earn something, then you get it. You get the prize, and then that's the ultimate pleasure. So Hashem doesn't want to give you a cheap pleasure. He wants to give you the ultimate pleasure. That's why he put us in this world where there's Bechira, where you can make errors, where you can do avarice, you can do mitzvahs, you can choose to do what you want to do. When you choose to do what you're supposed to do, Hashem can then give you the reward. If you don't choose to do what Hashem wants you to do, he can't give you the reward. Because he wants to give the ultimate good. He's not going to give you second-class good. Got it? So that is the way Hashem results in Hanoga Samishpat. So that everybody understands. That's Chav Oynesh. That's one of the Yud Gimel Karim Imuna. And that's what we live with. That nobody has any problems with. That's not Chiddush. That we know. That we understand. But there's another Hanoga, and that is that there's a guarantee that at the end of the day, the world's going to go where it's got to go to. Hashem created the world for a klali purpose. And that klali purpose has to get to where it's got to go, irrespective of what I do. And that we don't understand how that works. That's called the Hanoga Seyichud. That we're going to get to. Let's try and tease these apart. We'll look at them individually and then try and see how these things work together. Hanoga Samishpat are called Tolu B'maisev V'hina Goseinu. Hanoga Samishpat, everything's Tolu on me, my deeds, and how I behave. Kama Chazal. This is a famous Nefesh HaChaim. The Shloch Kodesh brings this down as well. He brings here, I've seen in the Shloch, I've seen in the Nefesh HaChaim. Right at the beginning of the Nefesh HaChaim, he says like this, it says, Hashem Tzilcho al Yad Yeminecho. Hashem Tzilcho al Yad Yeminecho. What's Pshat?
Midah Keneged Midah.
Hashem Tzilcho al Yad Yeminecho. What does it mean, Midah Keneged Midah?
That means what Tzel is doing, not what you are doing.
That's what, not what most people tell you.
Who is your protection?
Oh.
Hidden protection.
The normal pshat, when you ask people what this is, they'll tell you Hashem Tzilchal Yaminech. Hashem is the shadow on your right arm. It means it protects you. Like the shade protects you from the sun, Hashem protects you from it. Okay. The Nefesh HaChaim says that's not pshat.
But it's a quiet protection because you're not even aware that he's there.
Lo Mashaneh, but that's not the kind of protection you want. You don't want to be protected by shadow, you want to be protected by a bulletproof wall.
But that's what we're thanking him. In this
that's not what we're thanking him. The Shloch Kodesh and the Nefesh HaChaim say that's not pshat. Hashem Tzilchoid, what he's saying is pshat. What's the muhus, the meaning of the word tzail, a shadow, is that it does what you do.
Well, saying.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's never the normal threat. Everybody says what you're saying. Hashem tzilchon yamanecha. Hashem protects you like a shadow. It's silent. You don't see it. You don't hear. But it's a protector. Never comes along with protecting anything. Tzilchon yamanecha is you drive Hashem. The same way as you decide what your shadow is going to do by the way you move. Who moves the shadow? You or the shadow? You move the shadow as you move Hashem. Hashem tzilchon. You smile, it smiles back at you. You cry, he cries back at you. You driving Hashem's hanhoga. He's not driving his hanhoga. He's a tzelcho, he's a shade. That's how Hashem sets himself up with Klal Yisrael. It's all dependent on us. You made that up, or you've seen the Nefesh HaChaim? You've seen the Nefesh HaChaim, okay. No one who hasn't seen the Nefesh HaChaim of Shlach Chodesh will ever say that pshat. Who would think of such a pshat? Hashem tzilchal yaminecha, since you were 3 years old. They tell you it means Hashem's the protection on your right hand. Before even how the art scroll translates it. How does the art scroll translate Hashem tzilchal yaminecha? Hashem is the shadow on your right arm. What does it mean? It means the same way as you move the shadow, and what you do, the shadow imitates you exactly. That's what Hashem does. Hashem says, you move, I'm following you. Exactly. You smile, I smile. You cry, I cry. You do what you're supposed to do, I do what I'm supposed to do. You don't do what you're supposed to do, I hide my face. Kachi gam haklal b'kol ha-Torah shebikhtav. And that's, we see in Torah shebikhtav all over. This is not in Torah shebaalpeh. Torah shebaalpeh is very different. In Torah's Moshe, v'hoyim shemur tishmol. V'nesati gashmeichin b'yitav. It's all midah keneged midah. If you listen to me, I'll listen to you. You listen to me, I'll give you rain in its time. If chas v'chalilach k'kayim, usatem v'avadatem elokim acherim azay v'lo yeh yemoto. Im b'chukai set aleichi tov, im lav chas v'chilil yavo aleichem kol haklalos. The whole of Torah Shabbat, b'ksav is written like that. You do this, you get this. You do this, you get this. You don't get this, you get whacked, yeah. That's the whole of Torah Shabbat, b'ksav. Tzadik v'toiv lo rosh v'ralo. You go through history, you'll see that was during the Shoftim and the Nevim. Am Yisrael Ovru al mitzvah Hashem v'Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisroim b'Yisurim. Klal Yisrael didn't listen to Hashem, there we made avirus. HaKodesh Baruch Hu gave us Yisurim. V'ilu kashechoz v'lasu yisrotzen Hashem, sorem em atzore v'tashkoi toretz. The minute we stopped doing the avirus, everything came back again. But you see, you go through the whole of Tanakh, you see that hanhoga. There was a drought. We did what it says in the Masechta Tainus. The drought went away. There was a drought there. There was problems. The Navi and the Shoftim got up, got to do tshuva. We did tshuva. Came back. No problems. That's called Toras Moshe. We've met that before. We've been through all these chapters. That's Toras Moshe. That's Hanhogas HaMishpat. Hakol Olech Mida Keneged Mida Lefi Mishpat. Now, that's easy. That nobody has any problems with. We have many. I mean, that's how, if we stopped there, we'd say, fine, I understand. I've got Kula Torah Kula. But there's a problem. Somebody threw a curved ball called Anhogas HaYichud. This is where we get into trouble. So this you've got to, as I mentioned yesterday, you've got to have a little bit of sensitivity here. In the world of Anhogas HaYichud, whatever this is, it's got nothing to do with our deeds. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Masavev Al Pi Hanhoga Zu Es Kol HaSibes SheSoif Soif HaKol Yav Zolotoyv Va'olam Yavol Tikuna. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his private place, he manipulates and moves and turns things around in such a way that Sof, however it's going to work, everything will go to where it's got to go to. The world will come to its ultimate fruition. Ah, but I thought the world's ultimate fruition is Tolon Ma'amaisim. It is. Ah, but you just said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mistoveving it, that it's going to come to the way that it's going to come anyway, no matter what your ma'asim are. Correct, that's true too. That's confusing you, good. If that didn't confuse you, let me say it again and confuse you. Because if this doesn't confuse you, you got it wrong.
But we cannot say it's one at individual level, and the second one at the collective level. That means collective level.
I don't know about that. No, I don't know about that. 1 second. Whoa. Let's just get the Yesoidus first, and then we'll apply them into Yochid, Klal, and Prat. I can't look at Klal Prat and I've understood the Yesod. Once I have a definition of the Yesod, we'll then apply it across the board. We're talking klali now. Must be that we're talking klali now.
So individual, individual. Someone he can do what he wants, but collectively we say.
But I'm telling you now that individually you can do what you want, and you're also going to get to where you have to get to. The Hanoga Sayyichud applies to the Yochid as well. That's what I'm saying. Forget about Yochid well for now, because you'll see that it's not so posh. Lots of posh. No, the distinctions are a good distinction, but we're not ready for that distinction because we haven't understood the principles. Wait, 1 second. We just said that Hanoga Samishpat says that Schav Oinish. Mida Keneged Mida, what you do is what you do. But it could be that my Hanoga, what I'm doing, is not going to get the world to where it's got to go to, or me to where I'm going to go to, because I bechira, I can choose not to fulfill my tafkid in the world. Then what's going to be with Hashem's tafkid in the world? And we said Hashem, we said there's a principle, Hashem's going to get everything to where he's got to go to. That's Hanoga Sayichud. Hanoga Sayichud says, no matter what you do, everything's going where it's going. Well, that's a state, blatant stira. Hanoga Samishpat says, it's all totally on your maisi. Hanoga Sayichud says, it's got nothing to do with your maisi. That's a contradiction or not? Contradiction, son. Fine. We're trying to get to the contradiction here. We want to tease these things apart. And then we'll see how they interface with each other afterwards. Let's read it again. Luma Zois Han Hogusa Yichud Eina Dova Tolu Bama Seilu. Han Hogusa Yichud, the way Hashem deals with us, is nothing to do with our deeds. Hakolish Boko Mesavet al Pi Han Hogazu. It's called a sibus she soif soif a kol yachzo le toiv oilim yavo le tikuna. HaKadosh Baruch Hu manipulates and deals and moves things and moves all causes and effects in such a way that no matter what happens, everything's going to where it's got to go in the end of the day. The world will come to its final tikkun. Ma shelo nase vat kama shelo nivkom bekel kol chas vechina muchrach hu she teitze besoif shel dover le poel taknis apel. Everything, no matter how bad it gets messed up or whatever you do, at the end of the day, everything's got to go to where it's got to go. Bashkofri Shaina, Shtei Hanhogas Eilu, Haintati the Sisra. Is that poshut? That these two Hanhogas are mutually exclusive, they completely contradict you. They don't contradict you. The one says, you do what you're supposed to do, otherwise you're not going to get what you're supposed to get. I'm not giving you the reward if you didn't do the job. You're not getting your ice cream if you didn't eat your potatoes. Finished. No, your meat, whatever it is. Finished. That's it. The other Hanhogas says, this child has to eat all his nutrients or whatever, therefore he's going to eat whatever he has to eat, and he has to eat the ashram, even if he didn't eat his meat. 1 second, you just contradicted yourself. Tati the sisra, 100% contradiction. Mitzad echad, ha-yudi chayv litiyaches l'kol maisiv b'melu ha-retzinut. On the one hand, and you don't ever get away from this, the Jew has to relate to his deeds with all the seriousness that there is. Rishayim says every movement a Jew makes in this world is moving the world either to that schus or to the opposite chas v'chalila. Kol machshava diva v'maisa shelo tzrich hilres mechushbanim legamri v'zu hanhogas hamishpat. Everything you say, speak, and think has to be mechushban. That's hanhogas hamishpat. You're going to have to give din v'cheshbon for every molecule you moved. Umitzacheni, and that we know, no one has a problem with that. That we know. That's Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva. That's everything we've ever learned. We've never learned anything different to this, correct? Umitzacheni is the hard part. Yudi tzarich ledat shafilim uchas v'chilen nichshal v'hidardeh ma'od. Then he did aveiras and he fell and he went very, very low. Kvavtiach ha-kodesh baruch hu ki bal yidach mimenu nidach. How do you translate Bal Yidach Mimenu Nidach? How many times have we learned it in the Sefer? We've seen a lot of different Pshatim on this. What it means is, at the end of the day, everything's going where it's going. Bal Yidach Mimenu Nidach. Let's just see. Sof sof hu bnoi yechido shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu ubishvilo nivra olam. You're Hashem's only child and he created the whole world for you. And the world has to be matzliach. Kol ha'olam mi'avram avinu v'ad yudi ha'achrein kulam nivra ubishvilo yisi yudi. from Avraham Avinu, from Adam Arishon, all the way till the last person walks on this earth, all because of me. Hutachlis Abriya, I'm the purpose of the Bria. That's what it means. Bishvili Nivra Ilo. If I'm get lost, if I'm the ois in the Sefer Torah that's missing, the whole Sefer Torah is possible. Habriya lo tigia le tachlisoi. The Bria will not come to its tachlis. And that's impossible. Hashem created the world and did everything he's doing, and my Maisa Bechir is going to destroy the whole world, and Hashem is going to have to start all over again and try and work it. It's a lo yitochen. At the end of the day, everything's going to go where it's going to go, and the world is going to come to its final fruition. That's called Anogas HaYichud, and that we don't understand. On its own, we understand it. It's very easy. Hashem created the world, and everything's going to go where it's going to go. It's not totally on your Maisa. So that on its own is not a problem. Anogas HaMishpat on its own is not a problem as well. It's all totally on you. You get it right, you get it right. You don't, it's gone. It's game over. How do these two work together? How do we put these two together? You see, the problem I pointed out yesterday, there's an enormous problem here which leads to Kfira. The problem is if you start focusing on Anogas HaYichud and you think it has something to do with you, you start ignoring Anogas HaMishpat. You become a Kfira on the spot. One of the Yud Gimel Middas is that there's Chav Oynesh and a Kol Tolu B'Yor Maisim. It means, if one second you just told me that Hashem is going to get everything to where it's going to go anyway, and everything's fine, everything's going to be okay in the end. And even though I don't write my little letter that I'm supposed to write in the Sefer Torah, it'll eventually get there, and the Sefer Torah is going to be coached and everything's going to be cool. So what's the problem? So why do I have to do tshuva? Why do I have to worry about Anogas HaMishpat? I'm going to live in Anogas HaYichud. That's great. Do whatever you want. Live like a goy. Do whatever you want. Hashem will get you to where you're going to go to. I'll take my chances. What's the problem? You see the problem here? If you start zoning in and focus on Anogas HaYichud, it's a license to, hey, you just said, no matter what I do, everything's going to be fine. Well, that's great. That's perfect. That's my license out of Koilo. That's my license out of Torah and Mitzvah. I can do what I want. Live like a goy for 120 years. No, Hashem, you deal with it. You understand, we don't live in Anogas HaYichud. We live in Anogas HaMishpat. Anogas HaYichud is a Kodesh Baruch Hu's world. But we say that Hashem controls and runs the world using both. So how do we blend these two things in and not become either crazy or apikolsin? Because you lose your mind if you don't get this clear. Like I told you, it's better not to know about Anogas HaYichud, because what do I need to know about it for? There's a thing called Tzchavo, there's a thing called Hilchus Tshuva, there's a thing called Shulchan Aruch. Do what you have to do. And that's what I always knew, and it was fine, but what can I do? Rav Yaakov Hillel gave us a shiur once on Anogas HaYichud, and Rav Taube brings it to the Sefer. And if you wrote it, it must be important. And if you speak to people who have heard about this that don't understand it, I'm telling you no, they're becoming kofir. I heard somebody said to me, but Anogas HaYichud says that it's all good at the end of the day, so why do I have to do tshuva?
But who says it's good for you?
We'll see. That's what he asked earlier, Klal V'Prat. Once again, you're an integral part of the Bria, and therefore your purpose that you came into the world for also has to be fulfilled via Anogas HaYichud. No matter what you do, it's not totally on your mindset. You as well, because you're also part of the Bria. That means whether the Yochid or the Klal is going to get to where it's going to go to, you're part of the Klal, so you're going to have to get there as well somehow. So the Yochid Klal problem is not going to get you out of the trouble. The usual approach is the Klal Yisrael is going to get to where it's going to go to, but not every individual Jew can be guaranteed that. Not so posh. I am the Klal, as well as Prat. So it's not such an easy escape, that one. But there are those that use that one. And it's a good one to use, by the way, if the Yetzer Hara is giving you a problem. You tell the Yetzer Hara, that's fine, Klal Yisrael is going to get to where it's going to go to. But who says, I'm going to get there? So I better buckle down and do my job. You know? But it's not philosophically correct.
But even if you get there...
One second, before we ask questions, let's try and see how we blend these two together. Because right now we're looking at them isolated, and they don't work together isolated, they're mutually exclusive. Let's try and see how you put these two together, and then stop and step back and see how we're going to deal with this. Shtei Anogas Eilu MSH. Obviously, both these Mahalchim are true. Ulam HaMizud B'neihem Meivil Hitlabdot kashe b'yoisa. The same as trying to put together your din v'chira, or din v'rachamim. Each one on its own is true. Hashem knows everything, and you have b'chira. What's the problem? You try to put those two together, you come to an unexplainable stira. Correct. You work with din v'rachamim. Din on its own is fine. Rachamim on its own is fine. You try and function with both together, it's impossible. You can't. There's no such thing. Ah, Hashem does it in Achinami. Hashem has Yedir and there's Bechir as well. Are they impossible in Achinami? So to you, I hold the Samishpat on its own, and long say Yichud on its own, not problematical at all, each one on its own. But you try and work with both of them together, it's an impossibility. Shtayan all this Eloyem say, Ulam amizit b'neim maybe litlaptot kashe b'yoyse, v'aleyen niskaket kol ben aliyah b'avodoyse. It comes to enormous complications, and every Ben Aliyah is gonna trip up in this thing he's avoided. Mitzad echad hu yudiya chay rak im anogas hamishpat. I'm a Yid and I live with anogas hamishpat. Until this morning, everybody here lived with anogas hamishpat. I'm a good from Jew and I live with Shulchan Aruch. He knows the whole world's tolu on him. If he does a mitzvah, he elevates the world. If he does an aveira, he lowers the world. Hakol tolu bi. Every Yid has this piece of Adam Arishon in him that he can be makalkel and machiv as kol ha'olam. Don't destroy my world. As kol atido hekoveya b'maisov, the entire future, my future, olam haba, the whole world is all kol on my deeds. B'sitya kalu ma'aved es olamim, zeo pachad otzu. One small step and it's game over. Person be'ev chayv koras very easily. One moment of Hesach Hadas, a person can do something wrong and boom, he's suddenly facing Chayv Kolos. He suddenly has Ein Chaylot L'Olam Haba. There's terrifying things going on out there in Hanogas HaMishpat. So fine. Ulam Yachad Im Zois, together with this Yesh L'Mazig Es Hanogas HaYichud B'Poyla. You have to mazig, you have to blend, join together Hanogas HaYichud. Ki Sof Sof Yisrael Pi Afo Pi Shechoyti Yisrael Hu. That the individual Jew, even though he sins, he's still a Yid. Im lo yeye lo yis habetochen ki yesh mi shedeg lo ki lo yipul legamri. If he doesn't have the deep betochen, that no matter how far he falls, there's someone worrying and making that he doesn't get lost completely. Hu alu bekalut lepul la'atzvoy la'atzbanut. He can become depressed, he can be yayish, he can give it all up. He can throw in the towel, chas v'chalil, like we see happening today. We started the safe with saying what? What was the base something that's destroyed? What does the pasuk say? You tell me, yeah, I'm serving Hashem, I'm doing fine, I'm a bit miserable and depressed and atzbani, whatever, but I'm serving Hashem. Get off my back. What about the base something that's... You have to do it besimcha v'tuv leivov. How do you do besimcha v'tuv leivov if you're losing the battle? You're losing the battle. Give up. Anyway, you're not going where you're supposed to go. Anyway, you're not going to get a chaluk in Olam Haba. If you do, it's going to be a very peeny one. And all of these big gedolim there, you think, what are you doing? Come on. How many favors you've done? You know how much time you've wasted? I'll open up the Gemara that deals with Bittul Torah, that it's game over. Before you even get out of bed this morning, it's, why are you even bothering getting out of bed? You've lost the game. It's such any. So therefore you need an Ogas HaYichud to know. Akadosh Baruch is going to make sure that it's fine. Hashem's taking care of the world. You do what you have to do and stop worrying about Hashem's job. So it gives you chizuk to know that you carry on, it's worthwhile. But such any, you any yoichil yichiyet rak al pi an Ogas HaYichud. If you're going to just live in the world of an Ogas HaYichud, ul'achlit ken bain kach b'kain kach r'boru shukar choyiv oti lolo gvul. And Ibn HaYichud, listen, at the end of the Hashem loves me. I'm his only child, right? And he loves me unconditionally, I know that. So no matter what I do, he'll always love me to take care of me. It's my chpatli. I'm going to carry on living my life, fulfilling all my taivas and gaivas and all my worldly pursuits. And I know that at the end of the day, Tati's a big guy, he'll take care of me. Who called me what he had shema shelo ase ye beseder. Sholem ye li ki beshirus libe alecho. Everything's fine with me because my heart is following you, Hashem. My heart's following you. My ma'asim are rochok from you, but my heart's fine. become a good Christian, that's all. Just do whatever you want, because in your heart you're a good guy. You go and murder, pillage, plunder as much as you want, but everything's fine because I'm a good guy. And Hashem's with me, my heart, I have Hashem in my heart, everything's fine. That's an Hagas HaYichud. B'zuan Hagas HaYifah Kol HaTorah, it's the opposite of the whole Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzaveh V'Reitzeh Sh'Yodi Achrei Al Ma'aseh V'Dyak Pe'peh. Hashem commanded us and He wants us to be exacting and He wants us to take responsibility for our actions. Shari Im Lo Kei Because if you're not taking responsibility for your ma'asim, at the end of the day, the reward's going to be bread of shame. And Hashem doesn't want bread of shame. So a major dilemma here. On the one hand, I know it's all totally me, and the reward I'm going to get is going to be the ultimate reward, therefore I've got to earn it, and I've got to work, and it's chavo enesh, and it's mida keneged mida, and it's namba de kesuf, and it's called fire. Good. I have no problems living in that world. I mean, I do have problems. I have problems making sure that I get it right, and when I don't, I've got to do tshuva, and I've got to end up. I know where the avoider is. Now you throw into the major mix a thing called the Nosei Yichud that says, you know what? It really has got nothing to do with you. It's not up to you. Don't worry about it. No matter what you do, I'll call you a beseder. All going to be fine. You could lose the plot here terribly. I told you this is dangerous stuff, and I gave everyone the opportunity yesterday to leave. So if you're having a hard time, it's not my problem anymore. You come a day late, you don't get the warning, I'm sorry. It's your problem. Bamili Macheris, in other words, Nitain Laima Kishtan on the Sailu Mabiash Nistays Sugi Yakas Imabois Bisparach La Ava Vigira. There's another way to maybe describe this. In our relationships with Hashem, we have two unhoggers, Ava Vigira. Now, Avivir are not that far apart, by the way. We've mentioned this here many times. If you look at the Rambam, he brings the mitzvah of Avivir together. And if you look at the definition of the Rambam, Vira, it's very similar to the Ochas Tadikim's definition of Avivir. Avivir and Yira in our relationship with the Kosh Baruch are not that far apart. The one's not just like this, you know, Hollywood love and whatever, and Yira is like, you know, terror and pachad, and they're not that far apart. Hanogas HaMishmat Keshur LeYira. Yira means seeing consequences. Yira doesn't mean fear, ultimately. Yira Hashem means from Loshen Yira, to see, to recognize consequences. So long as Mishpat is based on Yira. All your deeds are written down. There's consequences. Whatever you do, there's ramifications. I'll call Dover Yevichel or Kimba Mishpat. Everything Hashem is going to bring the Mishpat. Everything. There's not going to be one breath you took that's not going to be written down. If the Leshen tells us, I think it's the Leshen that says it, that when Mashiach comes, you'll understand why every leaf fell off every tree when it did and why it did. We're going to understand why everything happened to us. Everything's going to come to Mishpat. Zu yachas shel yira kufishneema al tova b'mishpat imanu ki lo yitztak lefanecha kol chai. We say, Hashem, please don't bring us to Mishpat, because who will be able to, no one will come out righteous from your din, from your Mishpat, because Hashem's Mishpat's impossible. Umitzad sheni, hanogas ha-yichud hua hanogas shel ahava. Ha-adam choshev, ani ben yochid, kol ha-elem kulu nivra bishvili, v'kosh boch ha-ev oti, ubi tolu tachlis kol ha-briya. At the end of the day, Hashem can't live without me. Hashem needs me quite heavily. I'm indispensable. Hashem's stuck. Without me, that's it. He goes bankrupt. Because Bishvili Nivroilam. And that's true. It's 100% true. But it's only true in the light of Anogas HaMishpat. On its own, and Kfira Godul Mizeh. But when you Mizuga together with Anogas HaMishpat, it becomes perfectly true. Ava Vegira and Shte Hargoshot Soitra Zuazu. In the most basic form of Ava Vegira, they're contradictory. So how do we practically now? Philosophically fine, we go off, you'll meditate, you'll get at this, you'll after a while you'll get sick of it, you'll stop doing it the same as your Din Bechira, you'll learn all the Rishonim, you go through all the sugya back and forth, eventually you realize, you know what, I'm going back to Gemara. You're supposed to learn Gemara, I'm going back to Gemara and Aloha and leave me alone with all this philosophical stuff. There's your Din, there's Bechira, called Beseder. Din v'rachamim, you'll work on it in your back, then you'll struggle it, whatever, and eventually you'll say, fine, tov, I got it. The same, yeah, philosophically, you'll deal with an Anogas HaYichud and an Anogas HaMishpat, and But at the end of the day, a person has to have Ahavas Hashem, you have to have Yiras Hashem, you have to be able to live in both worlds together. How do you do that practically? So as he says, yeah, this is not a simple sugya. This is not easy at all. It's a lot of hard work. And as I mentioned yesterday, it's better to maybe just forget that you ever heard about it on a Yiddish and going back to being depressed. that might be the best thing to do after having learned through this whole Sefer, and you get to the end of the Sefer, it may be the best thing to do is just say, this is too hard for me, and I'm going back to just being depressed. I look at what's going on in the world. There's no, as somebody, a test just came out with a new book. It starts off the book by saying, I can't remember, I just looked at it very briefly, very late last night. Somebody gave me the book yesterday. So, somebody asked him, why aren't you religious? He said, because when I look in the Bible, all I see is God. When I look at the world, I don't see God anywhere. The Bible's full of stories about God came and revealed and did, and there's all these miracles or whatever, but in the world today, there's no God. It's pitch black out there. Where's God? He wrote a whole book explaining, he has a whole book out of it that's explaining what's going on in the world today, why it has to be that way, the hidden light, where to see the light when it's hidden. All very nice stuff there. You can have a look at it. It's a historical work, but it's based on the Shoroshim. So you go back to that dark world and just go back and say, fine, so, you know, whatever, the world, whatever, and, I'll tread water, I'll do the best I can, and I'll survive, and, whatever, good days, bad days, whatever. But as a functional, vibrant, simcha v'tuv lev of yid, how many are there anyway? So besides, I'm not that bad off. At least I'm not machtir sarabim. Fine. You know, there are a lot of worse people out there than me, and I'll be fine. So you can go back to live in that world if you want. But if you really want to activate yourself and become vibrant and alive, then you need both. So let's see how we practically do that in our lives. This is not a philosophy class. And that we'll do Mitzvah Shem on Thursday. Because there's a breakfast here tomorrow, despite the lack of email, which I haven't done yet. I'll try and do it now.
What do you think?
Very pained.
Why do you say that?